Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think $100 should make you feel better about the crappy Valentine's Day gift you got, right?
Why not?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. You'd prefer, you would have preferred to have gotten nothing compared to what you did get for Valentine's Day. Brian, what crappy Valentine's Day gift did you get?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's not a crappy Valentine's Day gift that I got. It's one that I gave and I feel bad about it. But I didn't get off work until about after midnight. I'm a chef. So I went to our local Quick Trip and got like 10 packs of candy for my girlfriend.
Brian,
should have done
a chef?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, he says.
What?
So just to let you know, ma'am, we're not going to reward you for your bad gift-giving skills. You know Valentine's Day is on the same day every year, right?
Yes, well, we did also get each other the new Magic the Gathering release. That was supposed to be our one gift to each other.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel like that was enough to express my affection. I take full responsibility for not planning more ahead. I wanted a little something extra to get for her because, I mean, we're both nerds.
I don't get the sense you're getting the $100, but I do want to give you my congratulations. Thank you for being self-aware. It sounds like you are a great partner who's able to look themselves in the mirror and recognize that 15 bags of Skittles is not going to cut it.
Why didn't you just cook for her? You're a chef.
Don't you have leftovers?
Yes.
That's not a gift. That's expected.
Okay, so here we go, Brian. What I am going to give you is some airtime. So if you would like to profess your love to your girlfriend and give her a belated Valentine's Day shout out on the air to make up for the Quick Trip candy, go for it.
Thank you. Yes, Melinda, you are the love of my life, and I will cook for you every day until we die. And you mean everything to me, and our family is the best, and I'm so insanely happy with our lives together.
Every day except for Valentine's Day, apparently. That takes off the table.
Cooking for me till I die works for me. That works.
All right, thank you, Brian. All right, next we got Linda. Linda, welcome to the Burt Show. What horrible gift did you get for Valentine's Day?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Silverware.
Silverware? Did you ask for silverware?
No, I did not. But he thought that it was a good idea because my forks always disappear. And I'm like,
That is a thing.
It is. But that's just something like a random act of kindness kind of thing, I think. Like, hey, buy me some forks one day or whatever.
Exactly.
And it wasn't even like a good thing of silverware. It was a cheap $10 pack from like dollar store, and it was only forks.
And it was only forks?
You couldn't throw a spoon in there.
Please tell me you also...
No knives.
Please tell me you also got a divorce for Valentine's Day.
No.
that was the appropriate answer.
All right. Roger, what terrible gift did you get for Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm a man, so we don't expect much.
Whoa.
In fact, don't give us anything, but I got a box of paper clips from my wife of 8 years.
No, you didn't. Was there any? What was the significance?
I have no idea. I have absolute no idea. She did write on there in red Sharpie, "Happy Valentine's Day." So I don't know if this was symbolic of our divorce papers getting clips later or what, but I still have no idea.
Are you in the doghouse for something? Is she mad?
No, she seems good, so it's an interesting one.
All right, Roger, hang tight, because again, whoever got the worst gift, I'm going to give $100 to. I think a box of paper clips. Okay, you just hang tight. We're going to put you on hold. All right, Katie, let's go down to line 5. Kim, welcome to the Burt Show. What horrible gift did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got a coupon from McDonald's.
No, not even the actual. You just got a coupon.
Just a coupon.
Was it a good coupon? How much you get?
It was, the Valentines you can give to your kids. It was those.
Well, Happy Meal.
Yes, it was a coupon.
Okay. I can't believe that. I legit cannot believe that.
I'm just curious, Kim. Did he hand this to you with a straight face? Like, was he proud of himself when he handed this to you?
He was pretty proud, yes.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's put Kim on hold. Let's put Kim on hold here. All right. Bonnie, welcome to the Burt Show. You would have rather have received nothing than what your significant other gave you for Valentine's Day. What was it?
Yes, my husband of 34 years gave me flu A.
Huh?
She got the flu.
Oh, no.
The flu?
He gave her the flu for Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn.
I get the sense that was unintentional, though.
It was. We had an incredibly nice day because he's sick, too. So we just sat on the couch and held hands and looked awful.
That's kind of romantic, though.
Thanks, right?
You guys are like sharing mucus, snots coming out of both your faces.
A couple days off.
We had Kleenex boxes to share. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel bad for you anymore. You got a happy relationship.
All right. So it is a democracy here on the Burt Show. So the Burt Show listener who's going to get $100, is it Kim with the coupon from McDonald's? Is it Roger with a box of paper clips? Or is it Bonnie with the flu? Who do we want to give the $100 to?
What about the forks? Did we miss the forks?
Oh, I threw silverware. I mean, silverware is actually still a gift. I mean, if you want to keep silverware in there, but I figured like between McDonald's, paper clips, and flu, the silverware wasn't going to win.
I remember the last time I went to McDonald's. I do not remember the last time I used a paper clip. I'm going with my man, Roger.
You go with paper clips.
Yeah.
Roger honestly sounds like our former intern, Mikey, from the future. So I kind of feel like we got to throw him a bone with these paper clips because, I'm going paper clips.
That's a wild gift.
That's crazy.
Okay. All right. Can we put Roger back on? Roger, congratulations. Your poor gift of paper clips just earned you $100, sir.
All right, best gift ever.
Is that not Mikey? It's Mikey from the future. All right, Mikey from the future, congrats on your win.
All right, Roger, hang on the line. We'll get your information and we'll get you your $100, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. No, we are going to do the bet because I'm looking at the clock and I'm forgetting where I am and we are running a little bit late and I was about to do something else and I was like, no, that's a bad idea. So now you're inside my brain and I've had a cup of cappuccino. I don't know if you can tell that I already got caffeine coursing through my body. So when we get back, we'll do something else. Bye.
Woo!
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No